Good evening. How are we doing tonight? About three of you. No, I mean like three of you said good. Hey, would you do me a favor? Would you listen to me real quick? I'm going to read a scripture. And I want you to really listen to these words and take them as though they were really real. Does that sound good? Did you hear what I said? Take them as though they're really real. Like if there's anything that's been true before, this is what's true. Here we go. John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus told them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one, say no one. Come on, say no one. Say nobody can come to the Father except through me. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Tonight we're here about Jesus, right? Tonight we're here for Jesus. Would you come down to the front and act like those chairs aren't even there? See, if those chairs weren't there, it'd be weird if you're kind of standing back there. You know what I mean? But if we were like in a house or something, if we were in a house or something, you would come close to the people. You wouldn't stand at a distance from the people that were leading us in worship. You'd be as close as you could, right? You hear what I'm saying? Let us not allow these chairs to keep us from coming close together. The goal tonight is to be close together and close to Jesus. So I'm going to ask you again, because about two of you have done it. Would you come closer? Would you come closer? Would you come closer and closer and closer? And let's be intimate with Jesus, because he's the way, the truth, and the life. Let's pray. Come on, let's pray. Jesus, you're everything. Jesus, come on, everybody. Don't just wait on me. Just right now. I don't know where you are or where your heart is today, but just know and trust that Jesus loves you as you are. If you've got some things that are heavy in your heart and you need to ask for forgiveness, then just now begin to confess those things, those sins to Jesus, and know that in your confession, he forgives you. If you're free of any shame and fear and condemnation, then just run to Jesus and just begin to worship him right now. Come on, don't wait for a song. Just begin to lift up your heart. Jesus is here, and he wants us to worship him. Jesus, we love you. We praise you. We adore you. We lift up your name. You are the way, and you are the truth, and you are the life. And there is no one beside you, Jesus. You are everything and all that we need and all that God, the Father, intended for us. Lord, I pray, Jesus, that you would bring us to intimacy with the Father tonight, that you would bring us into that place of intimacy, that you would reveal yourself in our midst as we love you. We love you, Lord. Let's just continue to love the Lord and worship him.
Salvation that we will never deserve. we stand humbled in your presence tonight.
All my days.
just feeling like there's so much more for us tonight. There's so much more that God wants to do. And I think we as a people need to press into that. We need to press into God, into His presence. We need to set our hearts on Him even more. Settle for a mediocre night of just a little bit of God. I was talking to Gabriel about this, and I'm talking about how really when you draw, it says, draw close to me and I'll draw unto you. And if we are intentional to draw close to God and pursue Him passionately in our worship and not be okay with just a little bit and singing a song and feeling good about it, but really running after Him for more. God wants to do more in this place tonight. He wants to pour out his love and pour out His Spirit more and more and more. Are we willing to go after it? Are we willing to press in and to really worship with all we have? To sing out as loud as we can, no matter what the person next to us is thinking, to raise our hands, to jump up for joy, and to set your hearts on Him. God, I want to see Your glory and I want to see You more. Decision to press into You for myself. Because I want to see You, God, and I want to experience You. I want to know You, God.
Holy, holy. Sabbath is right. Sometimes you just have to make a choice, even if you don't feel like singing, you don't feel like laying down, you don't feel like raising your hand. Sometimes you just have to choose that He's worthy and I'm going to do it anyway. And so right now we're singing I Will Adore You. So let's just adore Him. Let's just spend a couple minutes and just adore Him with your own song, with your own voice. Just sing out your love and your praise to the Lord. But it doesn't have to sound good. It doesn't even have to be pretty. Let's just adore Him.
Satan tempts. in the hearts of these people, in my heart, and each and every individual heart. Lord, thank you so much for your love, for your sacrifice for us, God. Words cannot describe, Lord, what you've done for us, God. But all we can do is give you our praise, Lord. We thank you so much, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're not done yet. Like Seth was saying, we're just going to keep going deeper, keep going deeper. It's a choice. And just because we're going out of worship doesn't mean it's over. We still got a message and hopefully some more worship afterwards. So we still got some more stuff to get into. So, but right now we're going to go into mingling time. I encourage you guys to meet someone maybe you haven't seen before, or say hi and hug someone and make someone feel welcome.